For those who want to become citizens of the United States, there's a civics test to pass first. Last week, President Bush announced plans to redesign that test.
Every citizen of America has an obligation to learn the values that make us one nation: liberty and civic responsibility, equality under God, tolerance for others.
President Bush at the White House last week. To explain the possible changes, we called on Jerry Ratliff. She's project director of the naturalization test redesign for the Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services. She says the first goal is to standardize the naturalization test.
Right now, the testing process varies from office to office and even from officer to officer, both in format and content.
There's a set group of questions. There are 100 questions that can be chosen from to test those who are applying to be citizens.
Well, right now, most offices use those 100 questions. Some offices do not, and we never have from the national office said you have to use those questions.
Now, is there something wrong with the questions that exist now? Some of them range from what are the colors of the flag, who was the first president
right.
of the United States, what is the supreme law of the United States?
Name all the 13 colonies, yeah. That gets to our second goal, which is to make the content more meaningful. Most of those 100 questions tend to be, some call it political trivia, some call them factoids, you know, little facts that are important to know, but they aren't the reasons why people choose to become an American. You know, no one says, I think I want to naturalize because red, white, and blue happen to be my favorite colors. So we want the content to be geared more toward the concepts, the ideals, the principles that really are the reasons people want to become U.S. citizens.
Well, what were some of the ideas that were bouncing around the conference over the last couple of days about how to do that, how to test conceptually what it means to be a citizen? Would you expect that a citizenship applicant would be asked, as they are now, who said, give me liberty or give me death?
We are working with a panel of history experts to come up with a draft of what we call the content domain, and then the test questions will be drawn from that new content. I would hope that the kind of questions to come out of this would focus not so much on, you know, who said, give me liberty or give me death, but when this was said, what was the motivation behind it? You know, again, questions that would get at the concepts themselves, not so much just be asking for names and dates. You know, why there was a Declaration of Independence, you know, why there is a Bill of Rights, as opposed to what is in the Fourth Amendment.
Do you think that there is really any purpose or valid reason to have this test at all? Is it just a formality, a little hurdle that someone has to jump through and they'll study for it? They may take a class to prepare for it, but that knowledge will be gone pretty soon and it doesn't really prove anything.
Well, our statute does require that in order to naturalize, applicants demonstrate a knowledge of the fundamentals of our history and government, and then also demonstrate that they have a certain English proficiency. But perhaps even more importantly than that, we want people to learn the concepts. And right now, people can memorize the 100 questions, they can learn it, and then a week later forget it. But if you do try to shift the focus to the big picture, to the concepts and themes about our country, the freedom and opportunities, we're hoping those are things that people won't forget next week. It will stick with them and basically equip them to be better functioning citizens.
Well, Jerry Ratliff, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Jerry Ratliff is project director of the Naturalization Test Redesign for the Bureau of Citizenship and Immigration Services.